to give an exhortation that will give somebody prayer point. Always remember, every revelation we receive is a prayer point. Every sermon we preach is to give you a prayer point. And I picked that text for today's exhortation from Matthew chapter 15, from verse 12 to verse 16. Let's read in Matthew chapter 15. Listen very well.
Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding?
Are you also not without understanding?
Do not ye yet understand
that what to you? No, it's okay. To verse 16. And I titled this exhortation, The Opening of the Eyes of the Blind. The opening of the eyes of the blind. When God told Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he said, The day you eat it, that day you shall die. They did not understand what that meant. He was speaking a fact that people didn't understand. The truth is, death came upon man after eating from that tree. And we have been dying. If Jesus does not come in time, 50 years from now, if somebody dies at the age of 30, they will say, Oh, he lived long. They were living 969 years, 700 years, the thing will reduce until if your mama died, they say, How old? He say 80. He say, he tried. So what he meant is now understood. Concerning blindness, there is the physical blindness and the spiritual blindness. And so he's telling the Pharisees, the leaders, who could not recognize him, that you don't recognize who he is, despite the fact that it's written in the scriptures, search the scriptures, in them you think you have life, for they are dead that testify of me. Despite all that, they still could not recognize him. They were fighting him until they even finally killed him. He said, The blind leading the blind. Who are the blind? All mankind was blinded to who God is. From what happened in the Garden of Eden, God severed fellowship with man. And every religion on earth today is an attempt to get back to that God that they have lost fellowship with. The God that will come down in the cool of the evening and have fellowship with his children now will tell Moses, You can't see me, or no man can see me and live. So no man will see him. He said, No man can see God at any time. If you will see him, you're only seeing a similitude of him, an appearance of him, and he can appear in any form. He can appear in the form of a fire, in the form of a wind, in the form of a cloud, and he can appear in the form of a man. Abraham met a man by the name Melchizedek. He didn't know it was God he met. And he was eating with him. He didn't know it was God he was eating. But who exactly he is, no man knows. So the only way he does it is to open your eyes to understand him. That ministry of understanding who God is given only to one man, and he is the mediator between God and man. He is the high priest. What is his name? That is what we see prophetically given in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6 and verse 7, a description of his ministry.
I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness.
That is the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And we hold thy hand, and we keep thee and give thee for a covenant. For a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles.
For a light of the Gentiles. To do what?
To open the blind eyes.
Uh-huh.
To bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house.
Hallelujah. And in Matthew chapter 11, if we read it from verse 2.
Now, when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see.
Uh-huh.
The blind receive their sight.
Can you see?
Uh-huh. And the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me.
And it is written there. Church, listen, it was written in their scrolls, in their records, that the Messiah will come and this will be his ministry. The main purpose for coming, listen very well, the main purpose for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in this scripture was to open the eyes of the blind, to heal, that is to restore. But they will not quickly go to that scripture. They will not understand, they will not understand the meaning of that scripture. So God allowed him, you know, this God is wonderful. For 400 years, there was no prophet in Israel. And only prophets were performing miracles. So, as far as miracles are concerned, you can imagine generation, generation upon generation upon generation. They didn't know anything. They didn't know that it is possible for somebody who is blind, for somebody to say, hey, open your eye, and your eye will open. But he decided, therefore, to come so that they will know that he is the one. Let me tell you something. Jesus, his main ministry was the ministry of restoration. And that restoration will come through the opening of blind eyes. Jesus did not come to work miracle. That is not his ministry. He had to do it to call attention of the people. So that you see, yeah, there is a scripture like this. There is a scripture like this. Again, that Matthew 11. That Matthew 11. John the Baptist was the one that was confused. And he sent his disciples. He sent his disciples, go and find out. Who be this man now? Is he not the one? I saw it and I saw a revelation now. How can he come? Then I go there inside prison. All they knew was a Messiah is coming to liberate them from the captivity of the Romans and give them freedom. Even John the Baptist. Even John the Baptist. But the same John the Baptist had given prophecy. All attention was on him. Before Jesus Christ was manifested, he prophesied, he said, he will increase and I will decrease. So he had to be locked up in the prison so that all attention will be on whom he has been sent to for all. So to tell the people that I have come to fulfill scripture, what did he do? How did he answer him? He pointed him back to the scripture.
Verse 4.
Yes.
John 11, verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them,
go and tell John the Baptist.
Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see.
Matthew 11, verse 4. Yes.
Verse 5 now. The blind receive their sight.
Read verse 4 again.
Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see.
Because these things are in the Bible, he was sending him back to the scriptures. Because he came to fulfill scripture. What did he say?
The blind receive their sight.
According to the Bible.
And the lame walk.
According to the prophets.
The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear.
According to the prophets.
The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them.
Is that not what my ministry is? Go and tell him this is what is happening so that he will know that I have started my ministry. The prophecy has been fulfilled. And to let the people's attention be called to him. A man that was born blind. In John chapter 9, if you read it from verse 1, it's a long reading. Our time is too short, but I can paraphrase the story. Jesus saw him. Amen. There is something very interesting about that story. Please, let's read it.
John chapter 9 from verse 1.
Yes, please keep reading till I tell you to stop.
And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
He was blind from birth.
And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
Because they don't believe in Israel that anything horrible like that can happen unless you are paying for something. What did Jesus say?
Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest.
That the scripture should be made manifest. See what he was sent for. Verse 4.
I must work the works of him that sent me.
What did he send him to do? To open the eyes of the blind.
While it is day, the night cometh when no man can walk. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he's part of
the world. He is the light of the world. If you are blind, everywhere is dark. When he step, your eye will open. You will see the way. Oh, glory be to God. See what he did.
When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of his spittle.
Why did he particularly put his spit and made a mud with his spit? Was that not how Adam was created? The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, and how did he put it? And the world and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Jesus in several places tried to let the people know who he is. Hey, glory be to God. Why will somebody just in the sea come out of the ship and begin to walk up on top of the ship was gone. The ship that he was supposed to enter left, and he must cross to the other side. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the water. And Jesus began to walk on top of the water. He was introducing who he is. Moses said, who will I say sent me? He said, I am sent to you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The creator of the heavens and the earth came to earth as as Emmanuel, standing right before his creature, coming to look for his people. They could not recognize him. Why? It was because their eyes were blind. And he came to open the eyes of the blind. Hallelujah. Why will he not just speak? Did he not speak in other places for the eyes to be open and to be open? Go. You're healed. What was happening? The same God in Genesis that would say, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be this, and there was. The same God in creating Adam, he did not just say, let there be. He said, let us create. Oh, glory be to God. If you catch this revelation, if you have any part of your body that is not functioning, go to Jesus. He will recreate it. He's the creator. Hallelujah. So you see, you are going beyond the second person, third person. Who is he? Third person in the Trinity. Is he second or third?
Second. Eh? He's the second person.
Okay, he's the second person in Trinity. There's nothing like that, though. He's the only person in the Godhead. He's the only personality in the Godhead. God is a spirit, not a person. The great eternal spirit created a body for himself and tabernacle in that body. That is how he put it. People don't know who Jesus is. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 summarizes who Jesus is.
For as much then as the children are partakers.
We children, the children of God, as much as his children, we are in flesh and blood.
He also himself likewise took
the creator of the heavens also came in flesh and blood.
That through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death.
He came to do what? If he's going to fight death, then he has to come through the best way to fight that death.
And deliver them who through fear of death are all their lifetime subject to bondage.
Uh-huh.
Verse 16. For verily, he took not on him the nature of angels.
He did not come as an angel. He decided to look for a family on earth. Abraham. And came through him. He is the promised seed that was given to... Oh, glory be to God. I hope I'm not deviating. Read on.
Verse 17. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren.
The creator of the heavens and the earth came to be our brother. The mystery of redemption.
That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God.
Why did he do that?
To make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
Now watch verse 18.
For in that he himself had suffered being tempted,
uh-huh,
is able to succor
this
them
is what he achieved.
That are tempted.
As a spirit that he doesn't know what people in the flesh are going through in the hand of Satan. Now that he came in the flesh, he suffered and was tempted in everything. He now can understand when we fall, when we cry, when we suffer and the effect of suffering, he understands. That's why the songwriter says, Jesus knows all about our struggle. He knows. He will guide till that day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. Because he knows. He doesn't know by revelation. He knows because he has gone through the hand of the Antichrist, wicked spirit. He knows what the children are going through. So that is why he is also our comforter. Oh, glory be to God. And so in 1 Timothy 3:16, he said, great. He said, without controversy, no argument. You cannot understand why he says so.
For without controversy, great.
Verse 16.
And without controversy,
yes,
great is the mystery of God.
Can you see? It's a mystery. And great is that mystery. What is the mystery?
God was manifested.
The creator of the heavens and the earth was manifested in the flesh. We saw him.
Justified in the spirit.
He was justified in the spirit. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
Seen of angels.
Angels testified of him. They came down and said, this same one that is going in, he is in likewise, he will come back. They testified of him. They told the shepherd in the field. They told the wise men. What do they call the astrologers? They testified of him. They told Mary. They testified to Elizabeth. They testified of him.
Preached unto the Gentiles.
Did we not receive the sermon of salvation from him? Concerning him.
Believed on in the world.
And then at the end.
Received up into glory.
Who are they talking about?
The Lord.
God. God was manifested in the spirit. God was received up into glory. Not as a second person in a Trinity. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. But what did he come to do? Please finish reading that John chapter 9. Where we want to go. Read from verse 4.
John 9 verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can walk. As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world.
Yes.
When he had
you reject him, you remain in darkness.
When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And said unto him, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by the interpretation set. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing.
Then confusion started.
The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore, therefore said they unto him, how are their eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me,
hallelujah,
go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received the sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I washed and do see.
That's all I know.
Therefore, said some of the Pharisees.
See, the leaders, or religious leaders, blind them.
This man is not of God.
How can? A miracle took place. This man is not of God. It's still happening today. A young man here received a serious testimony who was always peeing blood. A woman offered him 100,000 naira that day to confess that it is arranged. Go ahead.
This man is not of God because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?
Oh.
And there was a division among them.
Anywhere truth land, bah, there will be confusion. Go ahead.
They say unto the blind man again, what seest thou of him that he hath opened the eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received the sight, until they called the parents of him that had received the sight. And they asked them, saying, is this your son who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him, he shall speak for himself.
Fire on.
This one spake his parents because they feared the Jews.
Before uncle.
But the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue.
Oh.
Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see.
I was lost, but now I'm found, was blind. But now I see. Hallelujah. I was in a television interview yesterday with one other television channel. He said, Pastor, how do you know you are born again? I said, if you know my past and you know me now, you will know I am born again. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. For that moment. That is the reason the man was born blind. For this God is something else. The Bible says, if you know this, it will help you. You won't be comparing yourself with another person. The Bible said that we are called according to his purpose. There is a purpose to be fulfilled in calling you. There is a purpose to be fulfilled in calling me. Stop comparing yourself with me. Fulfill your purpose. Fulfill my purpose. I'll fulfill my purpose. The day you catch this, you will stop disturbing yourself and being envious of anybody. This man was born blind. And kept blind until that moment so that Jesus will come and use him to point the people back to the scripture to announce he has come. That there is a God that is a God of impossibilities. A man born blind, he has the power to restore. That was the whole purpose, and that ministry was over. We didn't hear about the man again. Did you hear about the man again? Hallelujah. Do you know that there is a prophecy and John, the man's name will be called John, that will forerun the coming of the Lord. And he is ordained. The woman that he has called, the couple that he has called to fulfill the purpose of John coming is Elizabeth and Zachariah. They married. They pray. God will not talk to them. They pray, no picking. So then they gave up. Okay, we're not going to get picking with that. But when the fullness of time came, for which purpose he raised them, oh, glory be to God. The angel said, the Lord has heard your prayer. Pray away, they pray for the past how many years? And the reason why Elizabeth could not be pregnant yet, because it is also ordained that the child that she will be born will be 6 months older than the child that will be born, the Messiah, that he's going to forerun. And that child will be born by a virgin. All that time, the name of the virgin is Mary. All that time, Zachariah and the wife Elizabeth were praying. The mother of Mary never even married. You must wait. So all that waiting period was waiting for the mother of Mary to be born. And then Mary she will grow and be pregnant. I mean, marry and then pregnant and give birth to Mary. And Mary will grow to be the virgin. You must wait. There is a baby, a child of promise. Why will God wait all these years with all the love he showed Abraham? They will sit down with Abraham and eat buffet, eat barbecue together. And he knows that he not get picky. He go chop food, finish, he go go. Then make him not say, he not talk. He say, you have a child. Until one time, he say, hey, I beg, chop your meat, they go. Promise for Eliezer, that Syrian, that Damascus person. He said, no, there is a particular one. Why did he not give immediately he came? But he gave the promise and he left because he has an agenda. And he has called you at the appropriate time. There is time for everything. Praise the Lord. That is what we learn from that lesson. That whatever you go through as a seed of God, it is to fulfill a purpose. It is to fulfill a purpose. Don't grumble. Why should you grumble when you already have eternal life? Any other thing, you are not taking it to heaven. Why are you bothering and you are alive? Especially those looking for fruit of the womb. Oh, oh. Hey, come and see what they are going through. Small shaking. Oh. A woman is entering her menopause. She never married. If you greet her, he will say you abuse her. Everybody, they offend her. No more joy. Somebody, why you not come to church yesterday? You why you not call me? Ask me why you not come. Hey, not be fight, sister. I don't want to know why you not come. Mood swings, frustration. So I go there now. Who will come marry me now? So nobody will feel marry me again. And this like that. Your own number, these examples in the Bible, they are for us. To help us to have faith and walk with this God without grumbling. Now, another scenario we want to look at, which concerns us here, is the situation in Mark chapter 8. We read it from verse 22. Listen very well.
And he cometh to Bethsaida.
Yes.
And they bring a blind man unto him and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hand upon him, he asked him if he saw aught.
Now, what did he say?
And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. And he was restored and saw every man clearly.
He touched him. He touched his eyes. I said, oh yeah, look now, you see? The man said, you see men as trees walking. Has the eyes been open? He needed a second touch. If he left like that and went, without that second touch of restoration of his sight, as they go, everybody moving around, you say that trees they move around. He can only interpret what he's seeing to the level he sees. And it is not about that man that Jesus Christ was teaching us. He was teaching us to see. Our spiritual eye is understanding. The eyes of understanding, otherwise known as revelation. Another word for it in the Bible is faith. Except you understand who this our God is, he touched you. That's why you started coming to church. He touched one and sent him to the pool. Why did he send that one to the pool to wash his eye? This one. Amen. He touched him. Praise the Lord. But he needed a second touch. Because there must have been an experience you had. That's why you decided to give your life to Christ. There must be a reason. Something happened. That's why you are going to church. But But unless your eyes are open, your understanding is open to know who Jesus Christ is, you will only be a religious person. All you will know is your pastor and the name of your church. I am a bride. Who are you? Unless your eyes are open to know who Jesus Christ is, knowing him defines how you walk with him. How do I know you need a second touch? I am giving you a prayer point. The way you relate with him shows that your eyes have not opened properly yet. And he is in the ministry of opening the eyes. The spiritual eyes of the Jews were closed. That is why they were still continuing in the Mosaic laws under the Old Testament when God had moved. It's the same thing in the church today. When I had my second touch and decided to move away from the errors in the end time message, I must move. That is the evidence. They call me all manner of names in one platform. They call me all manner of names. All manner of names. So I sent something. I put something. What did they call it? A banner. I put it there. I said, when truth, when error becomes an institution, truth becomes rebellion. Error has taken so much root that when you are speaking truth against it, they tag you a heretic. They tag you rebellion. I say I searched the Bible. I didn't see any provision in divine agenda for the salvation of Gentiles under grace where God sent a prophet to the Gentiles. I said I didn't see it there. It was as a result of a second touch I received from God. Oh, praise the Lord. So you will see. You will not understand. You will not perceive. Yet, you are serving a God that you don't even know. Yet, you are singing special number in the church. You are falling under anointing. You are seeing vision. You are seeing everything. But how do I know that you never know and where we're? The life you live thereafter is a reflection of whether you see him clearly or not. I say so that you become your prayer point. Lord, touch me. Lord, touch me again. Open my understanding. That is exactly what the condition of the end time church, Revelation chapter 3. You read it from verse 14. The message to the Laodicean church age, and this is that age, and the seventh church age. Yes?
And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, this is here the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou art cold.
This is the condition of this age, or the church of Jesus at this age. Yes?
I would thou art cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich.
See the condition. This is what everybody, Christians are boasting. Ministers are boasting. Churches are boasting in this age. Verse 17.
Because thou sayest, I am rich and rich. Increased with goods.
Increased with goods.
And have need of nothing.
You have need of nothing. Prosperity preachers.
And knowest not
this, that before God, this is your condition.
And knowest not that thou art wretched.
You are wretched.
And miserable.
Miserable.
And poor.
Spiritually poor.
I'm blind.
I'm spiritually blind and
naked.
What?
Naked.
Naked. What is the solution?
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with eye salve.
You need second touch.
That thou mayest see.
There is a special anointing that will touch your eye, that you will know that a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things that he owns here. that we are to lay up our treasures in heaven where it cannot be corrupted. That we came to this earth naked and we are living naked. And there is a danger of the love of money. It's the root of all evil. And that it can take you away from the pathway of walking with God. We, sincerely, many of us need this second touch from God. It will help us, and that is the ministry of Jesus. The second touch will come by some of these means, including confessing your imperfection. You see, he said it, I see men walking as trees. Say it exactly. Mention your weakness. Lord, I'm still carnal. I know a Christian should not live the type of life I am living. You must accept it first. Then you will express your desire to know him. You must. And one of the ways that you express your desire to know him is by prayers. Sincere prayers. Apostle Paul prayed that prayer in Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15.
Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,
will give you what?
May give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Revelation in what?
In the knowledge
in
of him.
In the knowledge of him. That is where the eye opening is.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened.
Uh-huh.
That ye may know
that
what
you
is
may it. Know what is the hope of his calling.
And what
when did God is? Call you? How do you think that God called you only to see vision for people? God called you. I saw a minister, not only a minister, many ministers do it, pastors. During the ministers' conference, I told them, when God calls you, your priority is not a church building. God did not call us to build buildings. It's win souls. We are to worship, we come automatically. You are disturbing people. God come and we want to build a church. We want to build a church. Who told you the church of Jesus Christ is a building, physical building? It's a spiritual building. It's because you don't know the hope of your calling. We as believers, the hope of our calling, Christ in us, is the hope of glory. There is something that is awaiting us. If your eye open to see it. Verse 9, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. What did he say? 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
1 Corinthians 2, 9.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
As it is written,
uh-huh.
Eye has not seen,
uh-huh.
Nor yet heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him.
If you, but what? The next verse.
But God had revealed them unto us by his spirit.
That is, our eyes have been open to know it. When you see Apostle Paul, he said, he knows a man that was caught up to the third heavens. Now him, it's a revelation he saw. He said, what he saw? Mouth no fit talk. Abraham's eyes were open. And he saw that city. He said, this city cannot be this land of Canaan. And it reflected in the way he walked and he lived his life on earth. The greatest problem in Christianity is for our eyes of understanding to open. When that eye is open, you become unshakable. Because it lets you know who God is. Every day that your eye is not open, if people go to church, they still go to Babalawo. Your eye is not open to what happened on the cross on Calvary. That is the reason why Many of us hold on to apron and catch it for protection. Your eye is not open to know the power in the blood of Jesus, like we see in our Sunday school. That is why you are afraid of somebody using the blood of an animal to lay a curse on you. And you are afraid. You are afraid of shrine. Let's continue next week. I want to say something, but the time is harassing me. The time is harassing me. I know what I'm talking about. That is the greatest problem of the Christian faith. That was my problem in my former church. I asked him a question. He wanted to shut me down as a pastor. Everybody is afraid of him. I went to his office. I said, why do you shout at me when I ask you a question? Are you not the teacher? When teacher does not accept questions from his students. I told him, I said, the book you read, we read it too. You are misplacing scripture. I'm pointing it out to you so of you to humble and accept it. Because I'm not a minister in the church. You are shouting at me. And I was talking to you and I was doing like this. Don't do that, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Because I noticed my eyes were more open than his. May God open your eyes. I say, may God open your eyes. Bow down your head. Lord, open my eyes of understanding. I want to know you more. I want to know you more and more.
I want to know.
Name we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. I need to talk about it.